Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. You can turn anything into a business online. Any business that you do right now can be a business and should be on YouTube. Hello, welcome back. I'm Alan Spicer, your YouTube expert, and today we're going to talk about the business that is YouTube and why you should be on it. But first, I'm going to tell you a story. I hopped into a taxi to go and pick up my four-year-old stepdaughter. On the way, I was chatting to the taxi driver, and he was expressing how he'd love to earn a little bit more, and he'd love to do this YouTube-y thing, but he doesn't understand it. That's when, of course, as you do, I kind of explained to him that that was kind of my field. That's what I do. I'm a YouTuber. I teach people to do YouTube, and it gave me a chance to express to him how important it could be to put himself on there, to make a business out of the skill that he has. He didn't understand how he could turn taxi driving into a YouTube career. So I highlighted every fine detail. There are people out there that want to do your job, Mr. Taxi Man, and in fact, anybody's job for that matter, and they'll be going out their way to learn your specific skill. And you have a lot of knowledge in your head that's very specific to your niche that you could share with everybody. Now, to be fair, he had this wild, wacky dream that he could make 1, 2, 3 videos and then be living up in a beach hotel somewhere for the rest of his life. And I had to explain to him that no, it's not like a get-rich-quick scheme. You're gonna have to put your time and effort into it. But when you do, it could make you a full-time YouTuber within 3 years, and you could be making videos on YouTube and putting them in the iCard, which I can never seem to point at. But, you know, there's a video if you want to go and see my 3 year story. But in the end, I got him really energized explaining, just explain what you do, your car, how you get your job, how you get your license, how to maintain your vehicle, why a hackney carriage license, etc, etc. Tell us daily your trials and tribulations. Tell us the things that you know the most in your head. Even if you don't want to make your taxi driving career your specific niche on your channel, anything that's in your head that you want to build as a business, you can do going forward into the future. And so I outlined it to him like I'm going to do to you now. Your knowledge and expertise is the thing that people want to learn about. In my case, I know social media, web development, and how to grow a business, because that's what I've done and that's what I teach here. But you, watching this video right now, have an expertise, something in your head, a passion, a hobby, an interest, something that burns within you that you could easily talk about for hours and hours on end. That knowledge is the gateway, the door, the key to unlock for people that are in your situation just a few steps behind you. The people that are interested in you, your niche, or the passion that you want to place on that product, that service, that interest, that idea. And if you're energized about it and you create content and you serve that knowledge to people, they will start watching you, they will start following you, they will start subscribing, and over time you will get the views, the advertising revenue, the chances to maybe teach people, the affiliate links. In the case of the taxi driving man, if he's very specific and he wants to do driving, the best way to look after your car, the best way to fit it out, the best steering wheel, the best suspension, the best cars that you could buy, etc, 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 you can have affiliate links and push them off to people, and you could get money and income that way. You can maybe even refer them to a specific taxi company when they're done, or links to driving schools and links to taxi driving schools, all of which could bring him money. Importantly, you need to offer them value. In my case, I've got 400-ish videos on this channel. Hopefully each and every one teaches you a lesson, teaches you something new, something that you didn't know 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes prior, and then I'm giving it to you for free. That value hopefully makes you trust me, helps you feel that you can stick around, that you want to see more of me, that you want to see more of my business videos that I'm going to upload on Mondays. It makes you think, you know what, Alan, I should really smash that like button and hit that bell, because if you hit that bell, you'll never miss one of my business videos. Sorry, after 8 years on YouTube, I've always wanted to do the whole but back to the topic. This could also be your opportunity to start selling information. If you're writing a blog, if you're creating a podcast, if you want some kind of mailing list, if you give value, maybe offer out some kind of taxi checklist, or if you're specifically teaching anime, or how to draw, or how to use a camera, or how to be a teacher, etc, 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 you could push them down to something free. That's then a mailing list sign up. They get a freebie off your mailing list, you get their email address, and then from forevermore until they unsubscribe, you've now got a way to communicate with them. them. That builds your audience up, that can drive traffic to you, that gives you the traffic advantage when it comes to YouTube. You always need to make sure that you own and control the audience that comes to you. When you're first on YouTube, you can't really do that. I get that. But if every video you collect grabs one or two new people to your mailing list, that's 400 videos, that's 800 people on your mailing list. That's 800 people that are engaged with you, that wants to communicate with you and would like to receive an email that could help them in their ongoing career. And you can use that as a marketing tool to either sell someone on the idea that you can contact these people, or you can sell stuff to them, an e-course, a referral link, or just simply communicate with them. Sharing industry news on your YouTube channel could also be a way to make you the expert. If they're coming to you about all things taxi or all things anime or all things YouTube, if you come to my channel, I'm here to tell you about COPPA and whether it's the new rules, the new terms and conditions, or whether or not you've got new tags, descriptions, whether there's a new thumbnail rule, etc., etc. Hopefully you trust me in delivering that news and giving my opinion. That builds you as an expert within your field. That then lifts your profile and your brand, and hopefully in the long run buys you that next client or wins you that next sale. Keep learning. Now, in my field, I continue to read, I continue to check out blogs, I continue to ingest podcasts, I continue to go to things like VidCon UK on February, which, if you know, it's too late by the time you've seen this, it's fine. I'm sure there'll be some kind of vloggy thing. There is a reason these on the shelf behind me. I continue to learn, not only reading them, but also audiobooking them and going out to find others. It creeps new business ideas into my head. It helps me develop my brand or go out and find other things that I can learn to teach you, whether it's on Business Mondays or whether it's on YouTube Thursdays. And if you're that taxi driver and you've learnt how to drive in Europe or learnt how to get onto Uber and Lyft, you can teach other people to do the same. Why not pull in other people within your niche, either people that are on YouTube or experts within your field that may never have been on camera before? You can interview them about their career or tips or tricks, how they've been a taxi driver for 20, 30 years, how they've started their own accounting or real estate business. If I could teach myself the knowledge I know now, all of my mistakes that I put in a video, which I'll put in the card up here, if I could teach myself those mistakes 5, 10 years sooner, my world would have been completely different. So if you could be an expert that's 5 or 10 years above you, they lend you some clout within your industry, you learn something, your audience learns something, and it could boost your profile. Remember though, that it is a long haul thing, because you may want to create 3 videos, Mr. Taxi Man, and then be sunning it up in Jamaica, just drinking your cocktails and smoking your cigarettes, but you need to be dedicated to the idea. Just like anybody, and I mean this, you, right now, you know that your career took you 3, 4, 5, 10 years to build, to get to you to where you are now. So why do you expect that your new career, your new side hustle that you are building, will take you 3 videos and then ta-da? I took 3 years to build this to make it my full-time income, but I'll be honest, I had 7 years worth of run-up before I even started the 3-year marathon in itself. Selflessness is the game. I've put out 400 videos for free on here, teaching you everything that I do on here. If you followed all 400 of my videos, word for word, you could get this kind of success. You could become full-time on YouTube if you have the dedication and time. If you're selfless in handing out the information, people will trust you. If you're salesy and you're just trying to pitch your next product, people will see straight through you. That turns people off, that loses you credibility, and that could hamper your chance of success, subscribers, and views. If you want more business advice, including my mistakes, there's a video here, a playlist here. Subscribe for regular business videos, and I'll see you soon. Take care. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks, and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.